this week on the eBay for Business podcast.
The so-called employer portion to cover Social Security taxes for all of 2020 can be deferred so that you only have to pay half by the end of 2021 and the other half by the end of 2022. A great cash flow strategy.
The way that we are structured has really set us up for success, that we're able to be safe and effective. So it's just having that remote opportunity for people to work remotely and keeping people working that I truly care about is awesome. You know, so it's, we're in a good situation. It could always be a lot worse, that's for sure.
I'm Brian Burke.
And I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 90, Brian. Welcome back.
90 episodes. That's great. Thanks to have me back.
Well, you're a good co-host, and you'll do. I mean, you still aren't filling Alan's shoes, but, you know, they're pretty big shoes to fill. But I'm happy you're here.
Should I try the accent?
No, please, whatever you do, don't do the accent, whatever you do. Number one, I think Alan would be highly offended. I'm sure he's still listening to this.
I think everyone in Ireland would be highly offended.
Right. Last thing we want to do on this show is offend.
Exactly. So who's on deck for this week's episode?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Brian. This week on episode 90, we'll be talking with seller Richard Cooley, who's doing his best to stay successful for the summer by adapting his regular business operations and even adopting some new cost-cutting strategies. So that'd be fun.
I really enjoy Richard every time he's on.
Yeah, he's good. Richard's really good, and he's got a wonderful business, and he's going to talk about some new things. And I don't want to give anything away. You're going to want to listen to the segment itself to learn more.
Looking forward to it. And what else is on for this week?
Well, our good friend, tax attorney, author, and public speaker Barbara Weltman comes back on our podcast to share what's new with the IRS this year.
IRS.
I knew you'd say that. No, it's actually all good news this time, because there's lots more time for small businesses to file returns. And there's even new interesting allowances for which sellers can take advantage in this tax year. And you're not going to want to miss them. So you're going to stay tuned in for that. Whether you like it or not, you're going to love it.
That sounds interesting as well. And is that all this week?
No, there's more. There's always more. This week, our good friend from Seller Marketing and Engagement here at eBay will be with us. Her name is Liz Austin. You know her well. And she's going to talk about a new feature called Seller Stories.
Seller Stories?
Yeah, it's a place for sellers to submit their stories to eBay. And I'm not, again, I don't want to give away the whole store. More details in a bit when Liz comes on.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about that one because I always enjoy seller stories.
I know. And I'm looking forward to it too, because who knows, I might get some content for the podcast out of this. Always thinking. And you're in luck, by the way, because Liz is our first guest. So coming up officially, the new Seller Stories portal. Joining us now is our dear friend from the podcast and now podcast and video is senior manager of seller engagement. Did I get that right, Liz?
Seller marketing and engagement.
Seller marketing and engagement. I don't know why I have such a thing against marketing. It helps business.
You do. You always do.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Liz, it's always great to have you back on the show. You've come in with some news for us this time. I'd love to know what the news is.
Well, Griff, do you know 2020 is going to be our 25th anniversary at eBay?
Yes, I am aware of that. Having been here for most of it, yes.
How many years have you been at eBay?
24.
Yeah, right. So you are definitely well aware that it's our 25th anniversary. And we are gearing up for the 25th and working out how we can tell our story. Because 25 years in e-commerce and technology is an incredibly long time.
It's a lifetime.
It's a lifetime. And there's so many things that have happened in that time. But fundamentally, what hasn't changed in that time is that the sellers are the lifeblood of eBay.
That's absolutely true. Yes.
And they have powered us every step of the way to get us here to our 25th year. And so eBay's story, eBay's 25th story, is made up of millions of seller stories. So stories of sellers finding that version of perfect for our buyers, and we want to tell those stories. But the thing is, there's so many of them, we need our sellers to tell us the stories so that we can actually include them in our 25th story.
Right, because we're not telepathic.
We're not telepathic. Right. I haven't been around for as long as you. You could probably tell maybe 1,000 stories.
If my memory served me well, I think I'm pretty sure I could. But yeah, I've heard a few stories in my 24 years here.
But think of them all, 25 years of right. The number of times a seller and buyer have connected. and found something that, you know, they truly were both passionate about. Or even as an example right now, our small businesses keeping so busy making sure that our buyers are getting what they need through this pandemic. Like, how about all of those millions of stories of that connection and that moment in time where the marketplace has connected a buyer and a seller?
Absolutely.
We want to know about them.
We do. So how do we find out about them, Liz?
So we are asking our sellers to tell us through a survey that we've put together. And you can find the survey on ebay.com/yourstory. You might want to say it in your accent.
My story.
No, the URL, ebay.com/yourstory.
Oh, no, we could understand it. Liz, you're becoming more American every day. So
I think I am. Yeah. I think I actually am. So we're going to collect those stories up until the end of this month. Please use that URL. It doesn't take very long. And think about your story. Tell us how long you've been selling on the marketplace. Tell us, you know, the first thing you ever sold, because there's always a really great legacy story in there. And then tell us how you've, you know, managed to connect a buyer with something that they would view as perfect. We want to hear about those stories. We also want to hear about the stories about how selling on eBay and running your business on eBay enables you to live the life that you want. So we want to hear about all of those really rich stories so that we can then hopefully feature them in the mini series that we're producing. So we're going to create 25 stories to celebrate our 25th year.
Can they be unusual stories? What if a seller has something that was just so unusual, like an item that disappeared out of their childhood and suddenly showed up? We've had stories like that in the past. Are those kind of stories okay to post as well?
They are perfect. Those types of stories are exactly what people want to hear about. So, yeah. That's an example. What else? What other examples have you got in your memory bank?
Well, the one that comes to mind are the people that have actually met and then are interested in each other and then start dating online and then meet up and get married. We've had some of those happen at eBay.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, Jamie, our new CEO, calls eBay magical, and there is something truly magical about that connection, isn't there? So much so that they go and get married.
Yeah, that's true. I always thought it's magical that I'm still here. Yeah, no, there's a lot of magic. You're right. In olden days, when we were able to have big get-togethers, we could share those stories face-to-face, and they were kind of interesting. Right now, of course, you know, with this pandemic, it's no longer face-to-face, at least for the foreseeable future. We're meeting via Zoom, both internally, you and I, in our meetings, and with sellers as well. But sellers still want to tell us their story. They're just going to tell us through Zoom or through their own YouTube videos or through the survey. Can you give us the link again?
ebay.com/yourstory.
And I'll put that for the podcast listeners. I'll put that in our transcript so that you can get right to it.
And Griff, if you don't mind, I would love to come on next week and give some tips on seller storytelling.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an absolute art. It's obviously we've been doing it millions and millions and millions of years, but we'd love to share some tips on the types of stories that, you know, are really relevant and of interest, and we'd really love to dig up and focus and highlight in our 25th year.
Well, I'm going to pencil you in for next week's schedule right now.
Let's do it.
Liz Austin. Okay, that's great. Thanks so much.
And bring your tips as well, because you are an amazing storyteller.
I don't know if that's going to make a difference. I'll try. I tend to go off on tangents. I'm not so sure that's a smart thing to do when you're telling the story.
Part of the story, right?
Yeah, but being concise and brief is also, you know, it's a virtue, really. So I've heard. Why? What are you laughing?
I'm just imagining your story. I want to hear some stories of your 24 years on eBay. Come back to us next week with one of your most memorable stories.
It's a deal. I'll come back with one story that I remember. I've got them all written down somewhere in the back of my cabinet here, so I'll take a look.
Brilliant. And I'll come with one of mine. Deal.
Perfect. Okay, so next week we'll meet again for both our video and for our podcast, and we'll talk more about how you can create the perfect story to submit for us for our consideration when we're picking eBay seller stories. Thank you, Liz. Liz Austin is the Senior Director of Seller Marketing Engagement, and you can learn more if you visit ebay.com/yourstory. April 15th was tax day. Did you file your taxes? You didn't? Well, don't panic. Given the current global pandemic and the impact it's had on businesses and individuals, the IRS has extended its deadline for filing your 2019 taxes. But that doesn't mean there haven't been changes to the tax code about which you as a small business owner really need to know.
And helping us wade through what those changes are, we turn where else but to our favorite tax attorney, Barbara Weltman. Barbara's the author of several books on business and taxes, including the well-known J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes for 2020. Smooth Failing, top industry leaders share their secrets for turning pain into profits. And Home Business Magazine's Home-Based Business Startup Guide, a step-by-step roadmap with checklists to get you started up profitable and successful in your own home-based business. Barbara's website is bigideasforsmallbusiness.com. It in itself is a veritable font of small business and taxes knowledge. Barbara, welcome back to the podcast.
Great to be with you.
Barbara, there's been so many changes due to the pandemic that the IRS has wrought on the tax code. I don't know where to begin. I'm hoping that you can lead us through some of the most important changes that'll be relevant to eBay sellers. Where do we start?
Well, we start where you mentioned April 15th has come and gone, but that's no problem because there's an automatic extension to July 15th to file your 2019 income tax return and pay any taxes due by that date. So that's automatic. You don't have to do anything. You have till July 15th. You have till July 15th to put money into your IRA for 2019 if you're eligible to do so. That is a key date. It's also the date for paying your first and second installment of estimated taxes for 2020. So not only do you get your income tax extension, but you get your estimated tax extension. For self-employed people, this is a big deal. What's more, because of new law changes resulting from COVID-19 or because of COVID-19, there's an opportunity for self-employed people to defer a portion of their self-employment tax, which goes into the estimated tax payment. The so-called employer portion to cover Social Security taxes for all of 2020 can be deferred so that you only have to pay half by the end of 2021 and the other half by the end of 2022. A great cash flow strategy.
If I'm a small business owner and a seller on eBay, where do I go to actually apply for the deferrals? Do we know this yet?
No, unfortunately, we don't know this yet because of the fact that there have been so many changes. They've come so fast and furious. And because IRS personnel were subject to the same stay-at-home orders as the rest of us, so there weren't a lot of people working on site. They're just starting to come back. We don't have all the guidance that we need for all of the new law changes. So I'm sure we'll know what we have to do by July 15th rolls around. And I want to make two important points here. One is that it's so vital to be in touch with your CPA or other tax advisor because the rules are changing. The guidance is changing. We don't know everything at this moment, but we're sure to get more guidance to come. The other point is that you have to watch what's going on at the state and local levels because not all states have adopted the same IRS filing extension. So you might have a different deadline, state or locally, for filing and for making payments. So you got to watch that.
Right. So the IRS may have deferred till July 15th, but your particular state may have not done that. So you still may be liable for whatever that deadline is.
Yeah. And I've seen all kinds of different deadlines. I've seen May 15th. I've seen dates in June. So just pay attention and watch that. Yeah. Now, of course, again, nothing's changed that if you still need more time, you can get more time till October 15th just by filing an extension request. That hasn't changed, but you don't get more time to pay your 2019 taxes. July 15th is the payment deadline.
So technically, I could file for an extension to October 15th, but if I know I'm going to owe money, I need to pay it by July 15th.
Pay as much as you can to minimize or avoid any interest and penalties.
Well, it's nice to know the IRS is doing something to help out small businesses at this unusual, unprecedented, really, time of the year. You and I have lived through a lot of ups and downs since we've known each other and talked on both the old eBay radio show and on the podcast, but this is unprecedented, the economic impact of this.
This is not the only bit of help. There are many new laws that have been enacted to help small businesses at this critical juncture. One that I'd like to mention is a change in the net operating loss rules. Now, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act had eliminated any carryback of losses and had capped the offset of loss carryforwards to 80% of taxable income. The new law changes that to allow for a five-year carryback to offset 100% of taxable income.
Ah.
So most businesses, I suspect, had a pretty good 2018, 2019 year.
Mm-hmm.
But if 2020 turns out to be as dismal for many small businesses as we suspect, you will be able to carry back that loss to offset the income that you reported previously and get an immediate tax refund, cash to help you in your business. And you don't even have to wait until you file your 2020 return in the middle, you know, way into 2021.
Yeah.
There's a quick refund process that you can take advantage of to get the money quickly.
There's lots of these little IRS changes to the tax code that sellers need to know about. There's so many. I'm going to put a link to the IRS web pages that talk specifically about this, along, of course, with Barbara's link, so that you stay on top. But as Barbara mentioned, I think the most important thing is to rely on the experts. If you don't have a CPA or tax attorney right now with whom you consult with on a regular basis, put some money aside, contract with a CPA so that you can get the accurate, up-to-date, changing information for your business on a timely basis and not be caught unawares, which is could end up costing your business a lot more than the cost of a CPA.
Sure. And if you're in a cash crunch now, there are many ways that you can find additional funding right now, one of which is the Paycheck Protection Program loan for small businesses and even self-employed individuals, designed to encourage businesses to keep their employees on the payroll. The great thing about this loan, which is a type of SBA financing, is that you can have loan forgiveness. And typically when you have a debt that's forgiven, it's income, but this particular debt forgiveness is tax-free.
Oh.
So this is one option to find money. Another, which perhaps is a last resort, you can invade your IRA or retirement plan because the rules have been liberalized to allow you to do this up to certain limits without penalty, and if you put the money back within 3 years without any taxes. So again, there are a lot of opportunities out there to help your business get through this unusual and a highly unprecedented situation. Also check what's available at your state or local level. There may be funding programs or other assistance available locally for you that can really help you get through this. And as you said, Griff, you and I have been through many economic downturns, nothing quite like this one, but we know it's going to turn around at some point, and the point is to hang in there and to learn lessons from what we've experienced. For example, if your business has been helping out in your community, maybe you've been doing something to give back, maybe this is a time to be rethinking your business model and maybe expanding into different areas and continuing to help out in your community, not only to provide the assistance in your locality, but also to help your business brand and to really help you grow once things start to improve.
Right, because we know that time is coming. I know it seems like it may be a far time off, but you should always be planning for better days for your business. So take advantage of all of these programs. Again, I'll put as many links as I can in our transcript so that you can find these pages on your own. Barbara, I want to thank you so much. Let's check in again in a few months, if you will, and we'll find out how things have progressed since today, and hopefully they'll be progressing to the positive.
Well, thank you.
Barbara Weltman is the author of several books we talked about a little bit before, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, Smooth Failing, and the Home Business Magazine's Home-Based Business Startup Guide. Barbara Weltman's website is bigideasforsmallbusiness.com, and you can find links to all her books there so you can purchase them. And I do advise you to, at the very least, sign up for her very excellent small business resource email, Idea of the Day. Checking in with sellers, we're doing that a lot, and sometimes we check in with sellers with whom we've spoken with in the past. Richard Cooley is a seller on eBay. His user ID is QuickShipEm. It's a collaborative user ID where he sells wholesale lots on eBay. And Richard, welcome to the show.
Good to see you again, Griff.
How are you managing during this pandemic?
I'm hanging in there better than most. Luckily, we are still able to operate as a business right now, and we're just kind of plugging along and trying to keep things going.
Is business okay for you right now?
So eBay, we're finding an uptick in interest on eBay, and eBay is booming itself. The only issue that we're now currently having is sourcing, which I'm sure a lot of people are having.
How are you sourcing at this point?
I have a collaborative effort that I work with a few different groups. We're doing a lot of scouring the internet. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we never expect a seller to actually give away.
Right, of course.
They're detailed.
A lot of hustling and a lot of typing and a lot of falling back on a lot of the contacts that we've had over the years.
Yeah. I've noticed myself in the clothing, shoes, and accessories category, more and more sellers, not a lot yet, but more and more sellers seem to be putting up lots of items so they can just liquidate some of their inventory. I'm assuming that those can look pretty attractive to someone who's sourcing.
Right. Yeah. And that's where we're seeing a major uptick. I mean, because it is so difficult to find product right now that some of the items that we would have sold on some of our other companies, we are now putting into wholesale lots because it's less labor for us.
Yeah.
Being a labor-intensive business in California with payroll and all that, we're finding that we're able to put some of these lots up and we're seeing great return on investment on those. And we've seen a big opportunity in that market.
I don't know if this is true. I don't pay attention to it. But the assumption I would make is that as more and more people find themselves kind of strapped for cash, especially during this time where the unemployment rate temporarily, we hope, but has gone higher than it's ever been before. People are starting to think, hey, I need to liquidate some of my high-end designer goods or shoes or whatever because I'm not going to need them and I need the cash. And so hopefully those sourcing opportunities will be a more rich source for folks who are like yourself. What, if any, Richard, adaptations have you had to make to your business during the pandemic?
Well, we have tapped into some newer sources of buying, which is something that we've really delved pretty deeply into different areas that we can purchase. We've started some new categories of sourcing for us, which we've kind of ticked at before and now picked them up, but without going into too many details.
Sure.
We're really just brainstorming different ways that we can source. And then the big thing that we're doing is now moving into more wholesale, lowering some of our costs of overhead by doing some of this wholesale and hoping to keep that going. I mean, it's awesome because it's also we're helping other sellers by selling on our wholesale site. I'm getting tons of repeat buyers and then new buyers coming in, like very thankful that we're still able to have a lot of this product that we were sitting on before trying to figure out what to do. Luckily, we have a larger storage capacity. So we had been sitting on a fair amount of product, which has carried us through these last couple of months where everything has completely died off here in California. And seeing those items being able to move, being able to help the market keep moving has been a pretty big blessing for us.
Summer looks to be possibly a very busy summer because of the lack of access for retail customers when it comes to stores. Are you planning out your business for this summer? And if so, what do those plans look like? And if not, was this an active decision on your part? And if so, why?
Yeah, that's part of what we're anticipating this the lockdown going longer. So we're looking into ways that we can do different purchasing options into the summertime. Generally, in the summertime, we completely change the way that we sell. We don't sell any boots. We don't sell any winter stuff. We closet those. We're looking at a different strategy this year where some of those things that we've been closeting and holding, we're looking at moving those boxes of boots and winter clothing into wholesale for other sellers to help them out. We're seeing an opportunity there. We don't want to sit on the stale merchandise too, so we'd like to liquidate and cash out on the stuff that we're sitting on so that when some of those other buying opportunities do arise, we have the cash on hand to start purchasing in the summer. And we're looking with more other wholesale brokers and working with them as well with that cash that we're sitting on hand.
You mentioned earlier about cutting back the cost of operations. You've been selling for a while. You've got a lot of expertise. Do you have any cost-cutting tips of your own that you would be willing to share with our audience of eBay sellers so that they can consider different ways of cutting their costs during this time?
The first thing that comes to mind is the PPP loan, of course. I mean, we actually were approved for that, luckily. We are keeping our staff on board. We had a few people leave right before the pandemic happened. So it's perfect that we just have the perfect amount of inventory to keep everybody working through. So it's a very fine balancing act for companies like us that have employees, making sure that our employees have the proper amount of work and then also not giving them work that's going to be profit loss. So that's why we're balancing between doing wholesale on the stuff that we don't have the time or the time value to refurbish and doing wholesale for that, and then making sure that we're keeping everybody else occupied and busy as appropriate.
Yeah, and it's hard because I'm assuming that everyone is working from home and you have to stay connected with them as well.
Yeah, this couldn't have lined up better for the way, I mean, well, of course it could have lined up a lot better, yeah. But the way that we're still able to operate, I mean, the way that our business operates is, I mean, some of these things, tips I can share is we use GoToMyPC. So we have our writers have always worked from home. They come, they pick up their product that's already photographed and inventoried. They take it home. They do no contact pickup from our location. And then we have one employee at a time. So it's working per room because we have a multi-room warehouse. So the way that we are structured has really set us up for success that we're able to be safe and effective. So it's just having that remote opportunity for people to work remotely and keeping people working that I truly care about is awesome. You know, so it's, we're in a good situation. It could always be a lot worse, that's for sure.
Yeah, I find that the big companies, they may pay lip service to their employees, but really it's the bottom line. It's small business sellers like yourself, many of whom sell on eBay, who when they do have an employee or two or more, they're really concerned about that employee's well-being, and they make decisions based on that. And it's nice to hear that you've done that as well. Oh,
absolutely. That gave me goosebumps. It's totally true.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, some of the people that we have working with us have been with us for 10 or more years. And like these people are family to me. You know, we're all coming together. We're kind of belt tightening together, but making sure that we're looking out for each other and keeping things rolling and keeping people working.
And keeping in contact with them on a regular basis keeps them sane, I'm sure, as well as yourself.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's great. And I mean, we have a great team of people that are really caring, and just I've really lucked out with the people that I work with. And the fact that we actually do talk to each other almost daily, we're reaching out, making sure everybody's good. It's like having extra family.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
There's talk now about we may see sort of a downturn in the curve for the pandemic, but then a lot of medical folks are saying that we should prepare for a second wave come fall and winter. Given that possibility, are there things that you're thinking about for the fall and winter when it comes to business and planning out those now beyond the summer?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, we are liquidating what we can right now to make space, to keep people working with what we have. We're sectioning everything off. So basically we have sectioned off where I have enough work for our writers for at least a month. Mm-hmm. So we've got that planned out. We're liquidating to get cash on hand for everything else. And then when things open up, because we are expecting to see more inventory come through, manufacturing is down right now, but there's also going to be a lot of opportunity on the secondhand pre-owned market. So we're waiting for that opportunity to arise. When that arises, when we have cash on hand, we are going to pack our warehouse as much as we can. Like we've always tried to kind of do, and luckily did that before this happened. But yeah, in case that happens again, we're just going to take the opportunity to get as much product as we can and even take loans out for whatever we can buy that arises in the meantime.
We talked about this with another business, the fact that what a lot of sellers may not realize, I know that the government is offering small business loans right now, but the interest rates have never been lower for loans. And it actually may pay, if you can extrapolate your business out past a year, it may actually pay to consider taking a loan during this period while the interest rates are so low.
Yep, and we have applied for a secondary loan as well, just for that exact contingency.
Well, Richard, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. Good luck with the rest of the summer. I think your business is in good hands. Can we check in with you again in a month or so to see how things are going?
It's always fun chatting with you, Griff. I appreciate the call.
Richard Cooley is a seller on eBay. He sells many different types of things, mostly high-end designer shoes and handbags, but he has other businesses as well. He sells under Quick Ship'em. That's Quick Ship E-M, one word. They do a lot of wholesale lots on eBay. If you're looking for merchandise, you should check that out.
Well, that was an interesting show. What do you think, Brian?
That sure was. Three wonderful stories.
Yeah. Looking forward to the seller story portal. Like I said, I'm always looking for content for the podcast, and I'm sure Liz will be happy to share seller names with me. So stay tuned for that.
And if she doesn't share them, you can go right out to the seller story and I didn't find them and contact them directly. But I'm sure Liz will share the names.
Yeah, she will.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And me too. Yeah, like I said. And of course, Barbara's always a great guest. Always learn something new about the complicated and complex and Byzantine world that is the IRS. Sounds like it's all good news this year for sellers who may be in a bit of cash flow distress. So you have till July 15th. And if you were a little confused about the net operating loss thing she talked about in the carryback, I'll send you a link to the IRS page where they actually explain it. And in fact, I'll put that link in the transcript. So I went and viewed the page about this.
Good idea.
Yes. And of course, Richard, always a great guest. Got to give it to him. Such an optimistic guy. I love the way he talked about his employees too.
Yeah, it's fantastic what he's doing for his employees. It's a tough time for a lot of sellers, and for him to do that speaks volumes about the type of person that he is.
Yeah, sometimes I feel guilty that we're having so much fun with this podcast and other people are struggling. But hey, I love doing this. This podcast can be interesting and a lot of fun.
It can be a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun last week and this week. And if our listeners want to join the fun here on eBay for Business, call us at 888-723-4630.
That was a smooth segue. That's 888-723-4630. And the best part of it, as I always say, you can call that number any time of the day, any day of the week, and you can leave a question or a comment, and we just might put it on the air.
And if you're not a call-on-the-phone person, you can always email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
It's time for your daily podcast to-do list. What's the first item to check off on that list, Brian?
It's always good to have a to-do list. Check the announcement board for up-to-date seller news.
And the second thing to do is go visit the rest of the eBay community pages while they're there. If you haven't spent time on eBay community, I think you'll find it really interesting. There's lots of active discussions going on with thousands of sellers just like yourself.
Don't forget to check out the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to see the links we referenced during the episode.
Yeah, that's important because there's a lot of links and we often don't get a chance to mention them because they're just too darn long. So be sure to join us next week on episode 91 when we talk with more sellers who share their strategies for running a successful business this summer and beyond during what are real economic challenges of the global pandemic we're experiencing.
And don't forget, every URL we mentioned during the episode can be found on the transcript page for the podcast on our community page. Just go to www.ebay.com/podcast. Find the most recent episode, click on the link, and then click on the transcript link.
We'd like to thank our guests for this week, Liz Austin from the Seller Marketing and Engagement Team, tax attorney Barbara Weltman, and eBay seller Richard Cooley.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.